This is the Winning at Work and Home podcast with Damon Eddy, dedicated to helping individuals not only win at work, but more importantly, win at home and in life. Helping individuals to find what true success looks like for them and helping them live that success daily, allowing more freedom to passionately love the people and enjoy the things that matter most in their life. Welcome to the Winning at Work and Home podcast with Damon Eddy.
Well, good morning, guys. Tuesday here in Colorado. Hopefully it's going to be a nice day today. I felt like wearing a t-shirt today, and I felt like wearing a hat, so I guess that's an okay thing. Morning, Colin. How you doing? I guess that's an okay thing. Gosh, hope everybody's doing good. I'm excited this morning, again, as always, about what we're going to talk about today. It's interesting. I love it because it's so last minute, but I was taking my daughter to dance, and you know, if you have girls, I'm not sure if some of you do, if you have girls, they have a tendency occasionally just to be emotional. You know, maybe girls just sometimes are a little emotional. And I have a 9-year-old. I was taking her to dance class, and, you know, she couldn't find her hair tie. She lost in the car. Her hair wasn't ready. You know, her shoes were having. So the whole car ride, she was getting more and more upset. And eventually got to the point to where she didn't want me to come in because she was so annoyed and frustrated, I guess, with me that she couldn't find her hair tie that I stayed in the car right during dance. And she made it pretty clear. She said, "Dad, I need you to not go in. I do not want you to come in." So I was like, cool. You know, I'd like to come watch, but if you're insisting I don't come in, you don't want me to come in and watch you dance, I won't come in. So during that time, I was able to get a lot of stuff done and kind of take some notes. So I'm in my car writing notes and thinking about what I want to talk about today. So I wasn't able to go see my girl dance class because she was so emotional, so upset. You know, the neat thing about it, when she came out, she was so incredibly happy. She went into dance crazy, crazy mad at me, just crying, upset, then came out like a completely different person, right? But that's weird with girls. That stuff never happens. So it's interesting. Another thing too, before we get into what I want to talk about today, morning Bill, morning Mike, is I'm going to make a confession here. I'm going to make a confession. Hopefully this isn't going to prevent you guys from watching this, prevent you from listening to the podcast, and hopefully you guys aren't going to think any less of me because of this confession. So, you know, I wasn't sure if I was going to share this with you guys today, and you know, it's kind of been on my heart, been on my mind, and you know, I was like, gosh, if I share this with these guys, are they going to, you know, guys and girls, are they going to think less of me? Are they, you know, think I'm not, you know, as serious or not as smart and you know, whatever. But I'm a big fan of The Bachelor, Bachelor and Bachelorette. So it's funny. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you guys watch that show, but it's so good. I don't know why I like it. It's good in a weird way, I guess, because I'm more of a romantic kind of, you know, and you guys are like, right, whatever, more kind of a passionate guy. So I like those shows. I like those shows with the romance in them and things like that. So it's funny. We get together, and another confession, I'm not sure if you guys are going to say, wow, he's a bad parent, but my two other boys that are still in the house now, Jace and Brock, we watch that show, and then we pick our girls. Then we pick our girls at the Morning Hector. We pick our girls, you know, and try to win to see if our girls make it till the end. So we're like watching the show, taking notes and stuff. So that's more note taking that I took last night in regards to The Bachelor. But I keep those notes separate. I don't keep them right here in my journal. So anyways, hopefully you guys don't think less of me when I told you I really like The Bachelor. But cool, let's get into it. One of the things I want to talk about today is I want to talk about something that all high performers have, something that the most successful people, they have this. The people that, you know, seem to, you know, go through the days and seem to be successful, seem to really have a different mindset. They all have this. They all have this. And this is something that we need. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is something that we need to implement. This is something that we need in our life as well, if we want to go out there and not only win in the workplace, but win at home and really start to feel good in the day, really start to feel a sense of direction and purpose. And again, this is something that all those individuals have, and it's something that we need to do. And, you know, it's something that you know, you really, really do down deep in your heart, you know that you need this as well. And what it is, it's a morning routine. A morning routine. Now listen, we talk about this all the time, right? If you, you know, listen to the motivational videos, or you know, listen to podcasts or read different books, they always talk about a morning routine. And it's so interesting, guys, that what it does is it starts our day in victory, right? I was listening to something the other day. They talked about, this guy was speaking, and he said the very first thing that he does in the morning when he gets out of bed is he makes his bed. Because when he does that, right there is a sense of accomplishment. Right there, he's disciplining himself, okay? And he's getting up and he's making his bed. Now, if I did that, I'd be making my bed on my wife because she's still in bed, and that wouldn't be a good thing, right? So if you have a spouse, obviously, that's still sleeping, don't turn on the lights and make your bed, that's not going to do, that's going to cause some issues. But the point of that is, too often what people do is, you know, as soon as they get up, they go to the phone. As soon as they get up, they start looking at their social media account. They start, you know, and that's exactly what you do not want to do. You know, one of the things that I have to be careful of in order to get ready to do this podcast, I have to make sure my mind is right. I have to make sure that I'm up a little bit. I have to make sure that I'm have a little bit of energy, a little bit of excitement to do this, right? And one of the things that I make sure that I do, now this should tell you something, right? One of the things I make sure I do is I do not look at my phone. Now I get my phone ready, obviously, to go live on Facebook, and I get it set up. But I do not look at my social media. I do not check any text. I do not check my emails. I don't do that because I know there's a possibility of getting sucked in. I know when I go just randomly to social media, Facebook, Instagram, and I'm just kind of scrolling through and I'm looking at everybody else's highlight reels, I know that that brings me down. It brings my energy down a little bit. And I think that's so important, guys, that we understand that. I wrote this the other day. I think why so many people have a bad day, I feel, is they start the day in direct conflict with what they know that would be better for them to do. Now, listen to me. Listen, this is such a big point. Guys, you understand if you're successful and if you're motivated, you understand there's certain things that you need to do in the morning. There's certain things that you need to do, right? There's that morning routine. I'm not telling you anything that you do not know, okay? And even if you haven't thought about it in some time, you know that there's better things that you could be doing often than what you're doing in the morning. So if you start your day in direct conflict, if you start your day in direct, you know, conflict with what you know you should be doing as a person, you are not going to feel satisfied. You're going to feel defeated, right? If that makes sense. Okay, I want you to get that. That's such a big point. That's why that individual was saying the very first thing that he does in the morning is make the bed, right? Because he may not want to make the bed, but he understands, he uses discipline, he gets up and he makes the bed. That's one victory. Okay? And what we need to do is we need to understand, and you know how this is, right? If you have a morning routine and you do the things that you know you should be doing, isn't it weird how the day just goes a little bit better? The day just seems to fall in place just a titch better, you feel good. Or okay, if the day doesn't go as well, you know, maybe midday, you don't really give a rat's too much because you made sure that you got the stuff that you needed to get done in the morning, your morning routine. Okay, it's so important. So understand that, guys, that when we start our days, okay, not doing what we really know that we should be doing in our heart. I mean, everybody talks about it, guys. I'm a Christian man. I talk to a lot of different men, right? Gosh, what do you need to start doing? What do you think? Well, I need to start, you know, praying in the morning. I need to get up a little earlier. I need to make sure that I read. I've been wanting to read. All these little things, right? That I should. And when you do not do it, you're in direct conflict with what you know you should be doing as a person. And that affects you and that makes you feel like crap. You're starting the day defeated. But if you wake up and you know exactly what it is that you need to do and you have the discipline to do it, you get up and you don't hit the snooze alarm. You get up immediately. Okay, that's a victory. When you do that snooze, when you hit that snooze button, that's a little bit of a defeat, right? Because you're telling yourself you're supposed to get up now, but you're like, oh no, I'm too tired. Snooze. Okay, that's one negative. That's one little defeat. You know, when you get up and you don't make the bed and you just kind of maybe check your phone, right? You go right to social media. You start scrolling through. You get kind of bummed out because deep in your heart, you know, you should probably be good time for prayer time. You know, maybe there's other things, you know, maybe you're looking at other people doing things already in the day. I don't know what it is. But the thing is, you're starting the day incorrectly and you know it. So really, guys, think about this. What you need to do is really stick to a morning routine. Figure out what that morning routine is. You know, I was listening to somebody the other day. I tried it this morning. They said that your body gets real dehydrated when you sleep through the night. And he said one of the first things that he does is he drinks a large glass of water. So I tried to implement that this morning. Usually I drink my coffee. There's certain things that I do in the morning. I come in here. I turn in certain lighting. I like to listen to a little bit of classical music. I get this set up, I get this ready, and then I go over just on the other side here to my couch and I start going through my gratitudes. I get on my hands and knees and I start going through, okay, everything. I thank God for the day. All right. I thank him that I have another opportunity to go through the day and hopefully be a blessing to others. I go through and I thank him for my amazing wife. I go through every single one of my children, every single one. I go through Liam. I say, Lord, help Liam to make wise decisions. Keep him healthy. Keep him focused. Keep him strong. Keep working in his heart. And then I go through Jace. Lord, thank you for Jace. He's such an amazing young man. I pray for him to make wise choices, be an incredible example. I go through Brock. I go through Hope. I go through everybody. I go through them and I give thanks. I go through everybody in our office. I go through everybody, Sarah, Anthony, Erica, Jesse, Dana, Ben, Jeff, you know, Brittany, the other Brittany, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Tanya, Jesse, Dana. I mean, everybody I go through in our office and I give thanks for every single one of those individuals. I give thanks. I give thanks that I have my health. I give thanks that I can do what I do. And I just go through that. I go through that every single morning. And it gives me a little bit of that peace. It gives me that gratitude. And understand, guys, when you're in a place of gratitude, it's very hard to be unhappy. It's very hard. I mean, they don't exist, right? You can't, those two do not exist together. You can't be grateful and then unthankful or disappointed or upset at the same time. So the point is, guys, really think about that morning routine. It is so important. When you know, another thing too that's great that I used to do a lot that I may go back to it is visualize. Visualize during that time. Visualize your day, your day. Visualize yourself impacting people. Visualize yourself making a difference. Visualize all the good things. Tell yourself, I'm going to have an amazing day. I'm going to go out there and bless others. I'm going to go out there with energy and vitality. And just look for the good in everything. Say that to yourself. Okay? It's so, so important. You can go through, I am an amazing person. I'm extremely disciplined. I am so thankful for all that I have in my life. All those different things. You know, it's just crazy. And then you go through. But listen, the morning routine, I want to get off that a little bit now. But please understand that. Please understand the importance of a morning routine. Because when you do not have a morning routine, when you don't have something set up that's going to prepare you for the day, something where you can create little victories early on in the day, you're going to feel defeated. Because whether you know it or not, if you go, and I know that you know this, right? Whether you know it or not, if you go to your social media, if you start checking your email, if you turn on the morning news, if you're running around chaotic and you're doing all those things, okay, and you're starting to feel, it's like the first part of the day and you're starting to feel defeated. You're starting to feel like crap because you know you should have done the morning routine. You know you should have done certain things and you haven't. So then usually it's hard to bring it back, right? Good morning, Josh. Good morning, Randy. So understand the importance of that. Listen, guys, figure out your morning routine. Figure it out. If it's writing in a journal, if it's getting up, you know, the certain way you make your coffee, you have tea, you're reading, you're getting on your knees, taking a walk, whatever it may be, if you want to have better days, if you want to have amazing days, you need to have a morning routine and you need to stick with it. When you don't stick with it, you get defeated. Okay? And that's not a good way to start the day. So think about that. Morning routine. It's so important, right? Basic. We talk about it all the time, but you got to do it. Another thing that I want to talk about a little bit, guys, that kind of eats at us a little bit and we're maybe not aware of it, right? But it kind of just makes us not feel that great, okay, is our education versus our entertainment ratio. Okay, let me say that again. Our education versus our entertainment ratio. And I want to talk a little bit, I'll talk about something else as well. But what I mean by that, when we're growing as an individual, when we're growing, okay, we're progressing. And really progression is success, and then we feel good. Then we feel good. But if our life has more entertainment, where we're just looking and we're taking in, okay, stuff that is just there to entertain us, it's not good. We're not going to feel good about ourselves. So listen, so much of that. Another way you can say it is contribution versus consumption. That's what I wrote down here. Just looking at my notes. Contribution versus consumption. What are you contributing in the day? Because if you're just a consumer, you are never going to be satisfied. If you're always looking at what you can get entertainment-wise, consumption-wise, you're going to your... Now listen, it may seem like I'm bagging a little bit on social media and all that stuff, you know, and maybe I am, right? I think social media and Facebook and Instagram and all those different things, LinkedIn are incredible tools, right? That's what I use. That's what you're watching this on right now. But I feel they're incredible tools to stay in touch with individuals, see how their life is going. So, you know, right? Because we're curious. I mean, I want to know, you know, Randy, Josh, different. I want to know what's going on in their life. And it's cool that I can go there and say, well, you know, Josh is doing this or, you know, different things like that. Mike's doing that. And I can see, and it's almost like in business, it's the gateway drug to the, you know, direct message or text, which is then leads to the one-on-one meetings. I mean, I had several meetings yesterday with individuals, and it was cool because before I went to the meetings, I went to their social media accounts, looked at what they did, and I saw that one took a cool trip. So we talked about that. I knew a lot about their life. They knew a lot about what was going on in my life with the podcast, different things. So I'm not ripping on social media because it's a great tool, right? But what I'm telling you guys is if you use social media just for entertainment, if you use it just for consumption and you're not contributing, right? Like this is contribution. I'm putting this podcast out there and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good because I'm contributing. And one of the things, two things that makes us feel incredibly good as humans, two things that make us feel incredibly good as humans is growth and contribution. Growth and contribution are two things that make us feel good. When we're growing and when we're contributing, we feel good. So if you use social media for, you know, growth and contribution, you feel good, right? But if you're using it just for consumption and just for entertainment, you're going to feel like crap. You're not going to feel good. Just like I told you in the beginning, I have to be extremely careful not to look at my phone, not to go on social before I do this podcast. If I want to get down and I kind of want to have low energy and just maybe not feel so good about myself, kind of, or knock it down a couple notches, all I got to do is go on social and just start scroll, 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 and just look down there. After about 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, when it sucks you in, you know, and you look around, you're like, wow, okay, you don't feel that good. So one of the things that I want you to think about, one of the things that I want you to look at is every single day, you know, look at that. How are you contributing? How are you doing? And what's your ratio between contribution and consumption? And if you're going through your days consuming if you're going through your days just looking to be entertained as opposed to educated, as opposed to growing, as opposed to contributing, okay, you got to look at that ratio. Because if it's off, if you're all consumption mode, you're not going to feel good. You're not going to be happy. But if you can use social to put out great quotes, to put out positive things, to put out good videos that can help other individuals, you know, if you're going through it like that, and you're not just going through just kind of, wow, looking like she looks pretty good, or gosh, they went to Mexico. Gosh, we didn't go to Mexico. Or wow, that's, gosh, look how many deals are, you know, and you start going through that, right? And you're comparing, whether you know it or not, you're comparing. And one of the things, if you want to bring yourself down a couple notches in regards to not feeling good about yourself, just start comparing. Really, comparison kills. Comparison kills you. So you'll go through and you'll be like, gosh, I don't know, you know, this and that. And you start thinking. And it could be so subtle, guys. It's so subtle. I'm not saying it's flashing out there like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm looking at this and right now I feel this horrid and terrible about myself. It's a subtle thing. It's a subtle thing over time, right? A little bit here on social, a little bit here on Instagram. And you're going, you're seeing these images, right? You're not contributing. You're not putting good stuff out, positive stuff. You're just consuming. You're just looking at it, and it starts to eat away. It's like that 1 millimeter thing, right? It's like it's taking you down a path you don't even know, right? Just a little bit. Every single day, it's taking you a certain direction where in 4, 5, 6 months, a year, you just don't feel that good about yourself. You just don't feel that good, and you don't know why. Well, maybe it's because you're just comparing yourself. You're looking at social. You don't have the mindset of growth and contribution. You're more on entertainment and consumption, and that will eat at you. That will eat at you. So listen, guys, I'm going to end it right here. Thank you so much for watching this. Listen, we talked about the morning routine. Get a morning routine, because when you have a morning routine, you can start your days in victory. You can start doing things and you can have those little victories, which is going to then help you through the day. But everybody knows you need to have a morning routine. Everybody knows it. So just the fact that you know that you should have a morning routine and you don't do it, you're starting your day in direct conflict with the person that you want to be. And one of the greatest sources of unhappiness in our life is when we know we should be doing something, when we know we should be acting a certain way, and we don't act that way. And then what we do is we feel unhappy inside. So all this stuff that I'm telling you is not new. You know you should have a morning routine. You know you should be on your hands and knees. Maybe you know you should be going through your affirmations, your gratitudes. You know there are certain things that you need to be doing or not doing in the morning that you're doing. And when you're in direct conflict with who you should be or you know you should be as a person, you're going to feel down. You're going to feel defeated. So do not start your days out like that. What a lame way to start your day is doing exactly what you know you should be not doing. You know, it's not going to make for a good day. Not going to make for a good day. And then also I want you to think, Wendy, here, look at your contribution versus your consumption. What's the ratio? And if it's way, way consumption, just take, look, and don't not contributing, you're not going to be happy as well. It just is what it is. Because deep down in your heart, there's two things that are incredibly, incredibly, incredibly important to us as individuals. And that's growth and contribution. When we're growing and when we're contributing, when you're growing and you're contributing as an individual, you feel good. If you're not, you're not going to feel too good about yourself. So guys, hopefully that helped. Thank you so much. I will see you tomorrow. Thanks for people that tuned in this morning. Josh, Mike, Randy, Bill, I think for a little bit. Colin, you came in. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome day. And I will see you guys tomorrow morning. Talk to you later. Bye.
You've been listening to the Winning at Work and Home podcast with Damon Eddie. Be sure you subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. Also, be sure to follow Damon on Facebook at Damon Eddy, Define and Design Your Success. Or subscribe to the Damon Eddy channel on YouTube. Until next time, know you have a part to play in this world, so be sure to play your part well.